Wow. What an inspiring sight to see all of you here today to celebrate what is both an end and a beginning. Blue is my favorite color, so I know I'm in the right place today. You have entered and learned, and now it is time to go forth and serve. I say this to all of you and to each of you. Your future is radiant with promise and opportunity, and the world needs you. I love BYU. BYU exists to provide an outstanding education in an atmosphere of faith, and I believe BYU also exists because of the opportunity it provides us to connect with others. I speak to you today on behalf of BYU's Alumni Association. Our motto is Connected for Good. I want to share with you what I think that means. I have so many BYU connections. My parents and grandparents all graduated from this great university, as did all six of my siblings. And in the summer of 1987, I met my wife, Joy, here on what was supposed to be a group night hike to the Y that ended with just the two of us. Thank you very much. She is, without a doubt, my very best BYU connection. But when we talk about BYU connections, we aren't only talking about relatives. I first connected with President Worthen when he was my state and local government professor at BYU Law School almost 30 years ago. He was then and is now a wonderful example of a faithful scholar and leader. Some of you may have participated in the Rex Lee Race Against Cancer a couple of weeks ago. Rex Lee is a former BYU president who loved to connect with his students. One of my favorite Rex Lee stories was told by a former student. As a result of their BYU connection, President Lee joined his student for a run in Washington, D.C. early one morning. As reported by the student, as we all started jogging along the National Mall, we were stopped by a park policeman. He said we'd run a red light. So he started giving us a lecture on running safety, and I'm sure he didn't know he was talking to the Solicitor General of the United States. As he was talking, Rex, who was being very friendly about it all, said, "Well, if you're going to give us a citation, will you please make mine for speeding? Because that would really impress my wife." My most vivid memory of Rex Lee was a connection I made with him when he was BYU's president. I needed some career advice, and so I somewhat nervously approached his office. He invited me in with a warm smile, put aside what he was doing, and asked, "How can I help?" He then gave me some wonderful advice that positively changed my life. Such connections between BYU alumni and students are common. Alumni love to help students, and alumni love to help each other. That's who we are. Another one of my treasured BYU connections is Victor Ludlow, a world-renowned expert on the prophet Isaiah, who was both my mission president and one of my religion professors here at BYU. He taught me something years ago that I've never forgotten. Strangely enough, it wasn't about Isaiah. It was about lumber. He told me that 2 2x4s together can hold 4 times the weight of a single 2x4. I did some research and confirmed that, in fact, 1 2x4 by itself can hold 636 pounds. But 2 2x4s working together can hold almost 3,000 pounds, and 3 2x4s working together can hold almost 9,000 pounds. Now, of course, this lesson wasn't really about lumber. It was about the importance and the strength of our connections with other people. A Kenyan proverb captures that concept this way: sticks in a bundle are unbreakable. To me, that means that as we connect with others, our power to do good in the world is exponentially increased. Let me tell you now about two of your fellow graduates whose BYU connections have affected my life. Mandy was a high school exchange student from Beijing, China, who lived with a family in Missouri. Soon after she arrived in the United States, her home family was unable to keep its commitment and asked her to leave their home. Another family in Missouri this one with BYU connections, heard of her situation, and offered to host her so she could finish her exchange program. After a great experience with that wonderful family, Mandy returned to her home in China, finished high school, and then returned to the U.S. to attend BYU. Today, Mandy graduates with her master's in accounting degree, having completed that rigorous program in her second language of English. She has accepted an offer from Deloitte in Las Vegas, where she will begin working with their audit division in September. Another way to go, Mandy. Another graduate among you today, Josh, was born and raised in Sarnia, Canada, just outside of Toronto. Some of his BYU-connected friends there introduced Josh to the church, which led him to attend BYU. He graduates today with a Bachelor of Science in Mechanical Engineering. He has a very bright future ahead. Mandy and Josh are now connected to me because they each married one of my kids. So, of course, we now celebrate Chinese New Year and we play hockey. We do. We are so grateful for the BYU connections that brought them here to BYU and then into our family. Now, let's talk about your BYU connections. Think about your favorite professors. Think about the friends you have made here. I know there are many. If you stay connected with that group, you will be richly rewarded throughout your life. As part of our Heavenly Father's plan, we are happier when we have strong personal connections like those. Helen Keller put it this way: alone, we can do so little. Together, we can do so much. An extraordinary thought is that some of your most important BYU connections may still lie ahead of you. It is my pleasure today to confer upon each of you a lifetime membership in the BYU Alumni Association. We offer our congratulations and welcome you into this great association of more than 426,000 people. That is a lot of BYU connections. You are now and will always be connected for good with some of the most wonderful people in the world. There are more than 80 alumni chapters throughout the United States where you can become involved in fun and meaningful BYU-related activities. And we have 25 professional alumni chapters right here along the Wasatch Front. Professional chapters are sponsored by colleges and departments on campus and offer the opportunity to gather with others from your college as well as to mentor and support current BYU students through programs like BYU Connect. For your BYU connections who will remain here on campus, it is a bittersweet day. It is hard to see you go, but wonderful things await you. After all, you didn't come to BYU to stay here. You came to BYU to prepare yourselves for what lies ahead and then to go out and pursue your dreams. I can think of no better preparation to pursue those dreams than attending BYU. My dear graduates, thank you for becoming part of my BYU connections today. May your positive memories of BYU stay with you throughout your life. May your BYU connections continue to be a strong influence in all that you do. May you know that you will always be welcome here on campus on this consecrated ground. And may God bless each of you and this wonderful university. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.